Welcome to the Vegan Changemaker podcast. My name is June Fuchs, and I'm on the quest to veganize over 50% of the global human population by the year of 2030. Sounds delusional? Well, obviously, I can't do it alone, and that's why in this podcast, you're getting to meet some of the most influential, inspiring, and impactful vegans there are. May this episode help you create more vegan impact in the world, because we need your help as well, dear vegan friend. Welcome, everybody, listening to our episode here in the Vegan Changemaker podcast. This is the first episode of our team interview series, and I am super excited to welcome you into this. Today, we're going to meet one of our team members, Regula Balteschwiler, and she's going to share with us more about her business, what she's been building, her vegan story. You're going to meet a very inspiring person today. But before that, I shortly want to take a moment to remind you that we do have our crowdfunding campaign going on. In case you don't know what we're all about, the Freedom Quest is the quest of veganizing over 50% of all humans on planet Earth for the animals, the planet, and our health. And we are currently building our online platform designed to revolutionize vegan activism by educating and empowering vegans to become truly inspiring and impactful change makers. That's what we're doing right now. Regula is one of our beautiful team members, and we need your help. We're currently having the crowdfunding campaign going on. I'm sharing the link to the campaign with you in the comments right now. There you go. That's the link. Please share it in your social network. Support us in whatever way or form you can. If you can make a contribution, we have beautiful benefit gifts waiting for you. And that's it. I'm excited to introduce you to this amazing woman that I've known for quite some time already. And I've reconnected with her quite recently in person since I made my way from Bali to Indonesia 2 weeks ago. Welcome, Regula, my love. Let me add you to the stream. How are you?
Hi, June. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
That's mutual. It's such a pleasure to have you. I remember we have met back in the days when a friend and I, her name was Anna Ambul, have created a restaurant that was called Pure. And it was founded in the city of Thun, which was such a beautiful place. And I remember you and your husband, you came there many times and we were just having beautiful chats. You came to eat and you enjoyed our food so much. And then Pure closed for multiple reasons. And 3.5 years later, maybe it's already 4 years later now, we're sitting here and having you as a part of the Freedom team, our core team of the Freedom Quest, is such a pleasure, because you bring a lot of skills to the table. But before I want to ask you about your skills, I just want to quickly read out who you are and what you do. You're one of our trainers, huh? So you also right now live in Switzerland, and you've been supporting sustainable hosts with their businesses. No, sorry. You have been supporting sustainable hosts with your business, Balteschwiler Consulting, since fall 2022. With your extensive experience in purely plant-based nutrition and sustainable products, you ensure a balanced offer for hosts from all areas. You've been vegan since 2014. I remember we had some really cool conversations about your business and how you've been consulting these hotels and these restaurants in veganizing their menus and becoming more vegan friendly, which also means becoming more sustainable and more nature friendly, right? So you turned vegan in 2014. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that transition? How did that go for you?
Yeah, I turned vegetarian in 2002. And then I thought, well, I'm doing a good thing, but I have to admit, I didn't realize what's really going on in the milk industry. That was quite late that I realized what's the facts are. So that happened first in 2014. That's why I switched to veganism so late, quite late. And I feel very ashamed for that, but well, I did it. And it was really a switch from within one day. It was just, wow, okay, this is going on. I have to help that this stops right away. And I was still in my profession. So I have three professions. I was a lab technician first, an embryologist, then I was a software, I was in software, and then I switched to technical writer. And then I became 56, and then I thought, now I really have to change that. I have to go away from my professions and work for 100% just for the animals. I have to do something now. Because I'm so old, I have, we say, 50 years maybe, if I get 107 years old. So I really want to use that time to work for the animals and to do that entirely with my time, everything I have. So I started Balderschwiller Consulting then, last year.
Let's have a look at your website, actually, as you're speaking of it, because you have this beautiful website set up, which we have also linked on thefreedomquest.com, our website. We're very excited to have a look at this because, like, I remember, you know, when we ate dinner last week, you gave me this beautiful notebook, as you can all see here. Let me just show it to you, with her brand on it. And you've just developed a really beautiful branding. And it's in German, right? Mit nachhaltigen Gastgebenden Hand in Hand, which means with sustainable hosts, hand in hand, and you're developing concepts with them for a sustainable future. And on your website, we see a little more information about you and the benefits that you're gifting to your clients, happy clients, a time adequate offer, new target audiences, because when, like, I'm curious to hear more about your experiences with this, but I remember in our conversation when you shared that your pitch or your way of communicating to the hosts is that you ask them how sustainable do they already offer, you know, their food and their beverages and their hosting. So how did this happen? Like, how did you come up with the idea and what initiated it?
I thought of what is the thing I really love most, and I love it to eat and to drink and to be in a restaurant or in a hotel. I love to cook too, but I rather sit down and have a fantastic meal if I can. So since I'm vegan, that's not always too easy. And I might have a call first and say, hello, in a week I will be at your place. Would you please make a menu surprise, I call that, where I'm surprised by a nice meal. And they often say, oh yeah, we can do that. But I'd rather see a menu online and have a choice of at least two menus on the card. And that's really, really rare. So that was the idea. If there's something lacking, and nobody wants to take care of it, then I have to do it. That's the thing. That's the thought behind this. And it always starts with the food. As I always talk to those people about the food first, and when they are working together with me, then after that, we will talk about other issues like shampoo, cleaning detergents, even maybe a solar panel on the roof, so everything that has to do with sustainability. But it always starts with first the inventory, what do they already do? And then after that, the food, that's the next thing. And after that, we go from there step by step, because not everybody wants to do everything at once. But I think everybody has realized now that we need to start. And the first step is always the most difficult. That's why I say we start with the meals, because the meals, that's the most efficient and the easiest way to get something really great going on. Yeah.
True. Very true. Kinga, by the way, says that she loves what you're doing.
Oh, hi, Kinga. Thank you.
Pascal is with us as well. She says,
hi, Pascal.
Pascal is one of our team members as well, and also will be introduced in this series. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who's also listening, please let us know in the comments that you're here with us, regardless if you're on YouTube, LinkedIn, or Facebook, let us know. Yeah. It's so interesting because I remember when you were coming to Pure, and we at Pure, we were, you know, the restaurant for everybody that I mentioned before, the vegan restaurant. we were very focused on offering a high quality experience for our guests, from the quality of food, from the background of the food, from how we served it, from the taste and also the portion quality. And also I remember the interior, we've done so much work. We've been like carrying these big wooden tables that we had upstairs. You remember them? We carried them up there by hand, and we went to like a big wood cuttery where they had like these massive machines to saw them for us. And we carried them into a small car, my mom's car that was by the time. So I can relate to that so much. And for I would just wish that more restaurants and more hosts would take it a bit more seriously to be more sustainable, but first and foremost, more vegan, more animal friendly, right? Yeah. And what I love about your concept, which I would love to ask you a little bit more about, is you pitch them the consulting to become more sustainable, although the end goal is to help them become vegan, right? Or more vegan, at least, to get some more vegan menus. So it's a very, very smart kind of vegan activism that you're doing there. And I just want to highlight that. Dear vegan friends, a lot of people out there think activism is just going on the streets, being at, you know, demonstrations, raising your fist and yelling out loud. And that's just not the case. And that's why I've invited you into the Freedom Quest, Regula, and asked you if you want to develop a course for our platform launch, or a little bit after the platform launch, you're still working on it, a course that can help people become consultants, same like you are, for hosts, restaurants, and hotel kitchens, right? So do you want to tell us a little bit more about your experience with it so far? It's quite a fresh business, but I know from talking to you in person, you've had some amazing experiences with it already. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So first, I talked to restaurants. There was a pizzeria who wanted to have vegan pizzas. That was a really nice work to do. And vegan hamburgers was another restaurant. And a Thai restaurant asked me on the phone, and I just said one sentence, oh, I'd love as a guest to have one menu card with just vegan food. And he did that without my consulting. He just said, he just hung off the phone and said, okay, I'll do it. And a week later, he invited me to his restaurant. And there was a really a big paper on the front and the back side, which with just Thai food in vegan and even dessert. That is something I rarely see, that desserts are vegan. It's just ice cream and maybe a fruit salad, and that's it. And I would love to see much more. And this Thai restaurant made so delicious food. I think you from Bali, you know what is possible to do. But here in Switzerland, they often just make, oh, I don't know how to do it. So that was the first thing, that those three restaurants. And then I had a fantastic stay in the Graubünden here in Switzerland. That is the southeastern part of Switzerland, in a beautiful hotel, which already is biological. It's the first biological hotel from Switzerland. And she has already done so much great things, and still she felt like I want to do more. So we had a really fantastic chat during a whole day. And then the next day I had a workshop with all the personals who are there, like 12 people. And that is something I really love the most in my work, to have workshops, because in 1.5 hours, we talked about what do they feel when they hear the word vegan, or when they see the word vegan? What does that make with them? Do they feel angry, or do they think, I don't really know what this is and I don't dare to ask? So we worked through that, and they had many questions. There was even one farmer's wife there working in that hotel, but she has her own farming, a bio farming. And she said, of course, very critical things. Because, what happens? Everybody gets vegan. What happens to the animals? So I talked to them about, in German, it's Lebenshof, a sanctuary. And those people didn't even know that sanctuaries exist. That was very interesting for me. So that is my main work will be workshops. And that is something I can do online with Freedom Quest too. And yesterday I had a fantastic experience at a school with third grade and fourth grade children, 21 persons, 16 boys and 5 girls. And I loved it so much. I felt like the tears coming up a little bit here and I had to swallow hard and say, oh, this is so fantastic. It's so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And after 2 hours, I went home to Balti and I nearly cried because we had such an amazing time because children are so open. And I made a workshop with them. Of course, a different one from the hotel, but still a workshop where they had to interact. And we made a puzzle. Every child got a puzzle to have to make their own images of fruit and vegetables and animals, everything that is on the farm. But this one would be the whole puzzle would be the image of a sanctuary where the animals are always allowed to just live and have a happy life until they die on their own. And that was so nice because the children, they asked so many questions. I had barely the chance to make more than 2 sentences. And then all of a sudden, but Frau Baltischwil, I want to say something. And it was lovely, lovely. I didn't really expect that this would happen so intensely. And I loved it. And I will now go to the city of Thun and talk to the school inspectorat. And I really want to extend this to all the schools around Thun and Berner Oberland. Yeah.
I love that. And I remember because it was with one of our mutual friends. Her name is Celine. Yeah. And she's the teacher at that school. And you connected and you set that up together. So that's such a beautiful initiative. Yeah. So beautiful. Pascal, yeah, I shared it before. She already said amazing.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's important that not only the kitchen in a restaurant or in a school or in a hotel knows how to make vegan meals. It's very important that the whole personnel understands why. And because I have experienced quite disturbing things that in 3 restaurants, I've been a guest where the food was really nice, the vegan food, but the service personnel, when they gave me my plate with my meal on it, they said something disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Well, it was negative. It was negative. They said something positive to my husband where there was meat on the plate. And then they said to me, and here's your vegan food, or I'm concerned about your protein sources or something like that. And those places, will never go there again. And that's important to know that the hosts need to know that the vegan guests are so important because A, they are perfect in making advertising. Yes, they are great in advertising, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Here's a great restaurant. And then they take the whole family and all the friends there and on and on and on again. And that's important to know. And we are 42,000 vegan in Switzerland already. And it's increasing for every year. And the hosts have to understand it's so important to make a vegan guest happy.
Yeah, I remember you said that to me when we had dinner last week. You said the thing is with vegans, they never come alone.
Yeah.
They never come alone. And it's true because we're still the minority. We're working to not be that anymore, right? That's what the Freedom Quest is all about. But vegans never come alone. Like when there's good meals in a restaurant, we bring all of our vegan friends because like they did it. They got it. They have good food, right? It's so true. And I remember that tagline. Somehow you made like a strong link in your marketing with mm-hmm. you as a consultant and that tagline.
Yeah.
Like vegan guests never come alone. And it's very appealing. It's very attractive for hosts and for restaurants to have more clientele, right? And to receive good reviews. And you say it, vegans, we all know that when we go to a restaurant and we have an amazing meal with a selection of vegan desserts and nice vegan beverages, we're going to celebrate the shit out of that restaurant. We're going to be like, that's amazing, right? So it's a very, very smart strategy. Kinga also says, you have so much impact. Great. And Pascal says, I want to learn from your course and do the same here. It's the desert. Oh. Desert. Nothing vegan, she says. Yeah. Pascal is from France, by the way. Yeah. We know that, but just for our viewers. Yeah, it's such a smart concept, you know. And when we had dinner last week and you gave me your cards here, I still have them, you know, your business cards. I was like, this is such a smart move to start veganizing the people, not only through veganizing one-on-one conversations, but as you said it, when you have staff in a restaurant that understands what veganism is all about, and then they are, you know, connected with it every single day, and they understand that vegans can live, they're healthy, they're happy, etc. It brings them closer to veganism. It maybe sparks their interest as well, you know? So I think it's such a smart way. And I can't wait to see the course. We're developing it together. You know, like right now you're gathering more in-depth experience and you're testing and you're optimizing, which counts for all of our trainers, by the way. All of our trainers are currently developing the curriculums of their courses. And with our launch in January 2024, we will offer 10 to 12 courses to our members. And then every 3 months, we're offering 1 to 2 new courses to the platform members. If anybody doesn't know exactly what the platform is, huh? We're launching the Freedom Quest in January 2024, and we do need your help. So I just want to remind everybody watching the live stream that you can become a visionary funder of ours, because we have opened our crowdfunding campaign just, what was it now, 36 hours ago, and we would ask you to support us in sharing it. I already shared the link to it in the comments. Let me just do that one more time. Here you go. So everybody who can share this, support us with a contribution and share it in your network, we would deeply appreciate it, especially because you and I know that we envision 2030 as the year humans worldwide understand veganism as a vital, inspiring, and necessary choice rather than being repulsed or negatively affected. There's a typo in there. Negatively affected by it. Which is something that you just mentioned before, Regula. You said you were in a restaurant and the staff literally had a negative reaction to you as a vegan being there. And this is something that I think a lot of people can relate to when you go to restaurants, which might be a bit more traditional, a bit more old school, a bit more rooted in their, you know, foods of culture-related foods, especially here in Switzerland. But I know the same thing is happening over in Bali. There's a lot of food culture around meat and animal products. And we want to break through that, right? We want to break through that with the Freedom Quest, but also with our individual activism. So one more thing that I want to highlight, you mentioned his name before, Balti. I just want to speak out gratitude to your beautiful husband. He has been supporting us. He has been supporting you very, very kindly. So Balti, if you're watching this or later on, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to also kind of have you in our team, you know, even if Balti is not in like the core team as a strategist and as a co-creator or as a trainer, but he's just supporting us a lot. Yeah. It's really lovely.
He's so my manager, coach.
He's like, he's your manager. It's kind of true. He's your organizer, he's your manager.
And he has all the great ideas and I have then to get them to work.
You're the executor. Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, it's been like 3-ish months since we started reconnecting, 2.5, 3, somewhere there, I think, not that long. And the Freedom Quest is also still a quite young project that has been going on. I would love to ask you a little bit to explain your experience with us as a team member. Like, how has this been for you so far?
It has been so was wonderful and exciting because we have different WhatsApp chat groups and it's buzzing. It's buzzing everywhere. And our as I don't know them in person yet, of course, because we are just chatting and we have seen each other online sometimes. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting people, at least those in Europe, in real ones. That would be lovely. And I already consider them as friends because we are soulmates. We all want the same thing. And everybody has so much power and so much experience already. And they can all put this into a fantastic work in a fantastic platform. And I can already see that platform as a lively, as a, in my inner eyes. I can see how it will be, and it will be so unique. I mean, I know there are similar platforms like Mind Valley, but this is going to be huge. This is going to be even bigger, and it's going to be so important. And it's the very first platform in that case. No, bad English. It's the first platform in that of the art.
Format in that,
right, yeah, in format. That format. Yes. Thank you for helping me. Yeah, so that's and it's very it's a warm feeling when I talk to you, when I chat in writing, or when we have our sessions online. It's always loving and encouraging, and you, June, make a fantastic work because we all feel that you have such a big experience also with meditation. And I love the meditation part of our meetings where we all envision what we are building. And so everybody is really exactly knowing where we are going, and we are all on the same thing. Yeah, that's really fantastic.
That's so beautiful that you bring that up. Thank you. I remember there were multiple occasions where team members, for example, Jasna Pascal has asked me this as well. I remember Divyesh talked to me about it. You'll meet all of them, dear listeners, and you know, live stream watchers. They've all kind of brought that up to me, and they said, hey, why don't we start integrating deeper like manifestation work into this team? Because when we start envisioning, as you just said, the platform and the steps and the vegan world that we're building through this education platform, it becomes more tangible. And with that, it becomes more easy to execute the steps, right? And I've been doing a lot of pre-work before I started gathering the team to really get the strategy right and get the vision right. But I have to say, together with the team, and that was another reminder for me to not do shit that is big like this alone anymore, to really get in people, you know. And for me, a big thing that I'm very honest about is for a long time in my life, I always felt like I need to pay people if they want to work with me, right? And that was kind of a block for me because I also want to be paid when I work for something, you know. Except veganism was always like, no, of course I'm going to be active. Of course I'm going to go on the streets. Of course I'm going to do that. I don't care about the money. I want the animals to be free. And now realizing that so many, including you, Regula, share this vision to such a deep layer that we know money will come with that strategy. We know that it's, you know, that there is not that much distance between the money and the execution of the vision. The bigger thing is to have the vision crystal clear. And that's what you just said, and what like supports me in this decision of really integrating manifestation into our team. So I want to thank you for that. Yeah,
and I want to point out that the work you have done already, that was massive. I mean, when I saw your page first, I just thought I was scrolling and reading and downloading an ebook. Even there is an ebook. People, you have to go and see the ebook and download it and read it. And I just thought, sorry, he's on Bali. He was surfing the waves. I always thought he was just having a nice time, but no, he was working. He was working really hard. And without your vision, we would never have understood what is possible. Yeah, thank you for that, John.
Thank you.
I love you.
So many. I love you too. It's so funny. Pascal also says huge job. Yeah, it's so true. So many people were like, oh, he's in Bali, he's chilling, you know. Even some parts of my family were like, what is he really doing? Like, what is he actually doing? How is he managing? How is he surviving? What is it? And then when you tell people it's maybe a bit broad, maybe it's still a little bit in development. We had the whole life coaching situation going on, and I'm still doing that, but my main focus now is really to veganize the world.
Why 2030? That's in 7 years.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. We've got to make this happen. Yeah. You know, yes, there's so do. Many we do, yeah. Right? Like this, yes, this mutual.
Yeah.
No question.
No doubt about it.
No doubt. Well, I love it. I love it. It's taken time to refine the whole vision. And if for anybody who hasn't seen, you mentioned my website. So let me just open it real quick as well. If you haven't seen our website yet, it starts with the crowdfunding video, which is a 5-minute video. And underneath you have a button that goes straight to the crowdfunding campaign. Please support it. If you scroll further down, we have a bit more information on the quest, on the vision, on more about the vision, on the platform, a little bit about me as well, when we're planning to launch the platform. And then there's a button that says meet our team. I actually want to open it real quick for us so we can have a look at some of the faces you're about to meet in these interviews as well, right? So this is the team page. And then when you scroll through it, you will see all of these beautiful vegan angels that are helping us build, create, strategize, and bring this platform, bring this community to life. There you are. So there's many, many more that you're about to meet in our interview series. And I'm very excited to keep hosting these for the next couple of weeks up until the end of our crowdfunding. That's the goal, right? And I wanted to ask people if they have questions, they can put it in the chat and in the comments, but go ahead. What came up for you?
Just one information. Those people who are on the team site yet now, they are not the only ones. There are more to come. Not everybody has put their photos and their texts online yet. So we are not only those people, we are many, many more. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's very important. Thank you for sharing that. Currently, there's 20 people on the website with their photo, their bio, and a link to more details, like yours too, to your website, right? But there is 44 people right now in our main WhatsApp group. So currently, we're using WhatsApp as the space to communicate within the team, which you mentioned before, right? And then we have these sub-teams. In a previous live stream I did yesterday, the crowdfunding campaign launch live stream, I shared with you the team structure. So everybody, you can go ahead and scroll up or have a look on the crowdfunding page. I even uploaded the video there in which I shared the exact team structure, what roles we are, you know, filling. Currently, everybody's volunteering, and that's why we're doing the crowdfunding campaign, because this cannot stay like this. If we really want to build this platform and get it into action, make it existent, technology-wise and content-wise and marketing-wise, we need your support. So please support our crowdfunding campaign once more. If you can share it on your social media, we would also love you and appreciate that deeply. We shall all party in Bali, Pascal says. There's some really nice clifftop spaces that we can go party to. Yes, that will be the celebration gathering once we've launched a campaign successfully for our team, because you've all done so much work already, including you, Regula, just being present in our gatherings, in our sessions, having your mind in the game. You know, it's worth a lot. So I also want to thank you for that. Inga is also saying, no question, but thank you for this great project to create a vegan world and our vegan future. Mwah. Love you, Kinga. Thank you for your comments. Is there anything else you want to share with us? Maybe you want to share more about your business, about what you do. Maybe you have some, you know, spontaneous thought to bring closure to more.
Just for the information, there are also two podcasts, but the one which is called Together for Our Planet, that's the one where I have all episodes. And then there's a smaller one, which is just for the hosts. So the hosts can really dive into thank you.
Podcasts here, yeah, on your website.
Yeah, the first one is called with sustainable hosts hand in hand. And here are the episodes which are most interesting for hosts, but not only. And when you scroll, you can play it on every platform.
Oh yeah, here.
Yeah.
Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, TuneIn, Player FM. I don't know half of these. You can listen to it everywhere.
And then when you scroll further, you come to the second one, which is the bigger Together for Our Planet, because here I always also talk about other aspects which are important to me, like health, for instance, or any other issue which is interesting in my life. And I have already interviewed my dear friends from the Löwinnen Club, Kinga, for instance, and Beautiful Commitment, Steffi and Caro. Mm-hmm. They are, and yeah, those are, this is Kinga, yeah. So these are the my dear friends from the mentoring program I'm in, which is very, very important, because without that Beautiful Commitment mentoring program, which is called Löwinnen Club, also Lionesses Club, I would not be there where I am today. That's very important to say. So if you're interested to follow me on those podcasts, it would be nice. Yeah.
I'll just put the link to the podcast also into our comments.
Thank you.
There you go. So everybody can go and open up them podcasts. Pascal says, thanks. Thank you, Pascal. That's amazing. Yeah, you have quite a lot of things on your website. So I invite everybody to go and have a closer look at it. You have your offerings. It's all in German at this moment in time, because you're mainly offering it to German speaking people, because it's your native language as well, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now with your business. Everybody, please go ahead and check it out. And I mean, Kinga is watching us right now, right? She's been in the stream. There you go. Now I know where to place you, Kinga. Before I was like, who's Kinga? What a lovely spirit. Such a sweetheart. Yeah, please go ahead and check out the Regula's podcast. You can also share it on your social media. You know, sometimes people think the whole social media sharing doesn't really do that much. And it's just not true. When you share something that is close to your heart on your social media platforms, it reaches people. They see it. They read it. It goes into their world. So again, share what you really want to support. Don't share any other bullshit, please. Just share what you want to support, including our crowdfunding campaign. If you want to support that, we would be very grateful. And that's it from my side for today. Anything you want to add? Some closing words, Regula?
No, thank you.
A powerful vegan message or something?
Never, ever give up. We are on the right side. We know what we do, and it's a good thing. Yeah, that's all I really, because sometimes it feels like, oh, it's so tiring when you hear that vegan bingo, you know what I'm talking about when I say vegan bingo.
Yes.
And then I say, no, we have to fight for the animals. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well, Regula. Really, really nice to have you in our team. We're very grateful. For all of our listeners, thank you for watching. We are about to have more of these interviews, as I mentioned before, so you can await to meet more of the Freedom Team members. Please, one more time, I want to remind you to go and check out our crowdfunding campaign for the Freedom Quest. This is the quest to veganize over 50% of all humans on planet Earth. And only with your help, we can do it. We're currently developing the online platform, and we need the funds to do so. So go ahead, share the crowdfunding campaign and support us with that. My name is June. I'm the CEO and the founder of the Freedom Quest. Mwah. And I love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Vegan Changemaker podcast. Please share it with your friends, your family, your social network, and your loved ones. If you want to get your impact to the next level, I invite you to take the Vegan Impact Quiz. I created it to help you figure out what the next steps are for you to elevate your vegan impact and create more significant influence in the world. Check out the link, I left it for you in the show notes, and I'm curious to see where you're gonna land and what your next steps will be. Let's veganize this world together, dear vegan friend.